Welcome to the Freedom Found podcast, the podcast for copywriters and marketers with unruly, against the grain life goals. I'm Crystal Church, copywriter and coach, and together we'll delve deep into everything it takes to grow a profitable, scalable, and fulfilling business from the ground up. Whether you're just starting out or about to hit your next big milestone, I'm bringing you the truth on both the trending and the timeless business growth strategies so you can live out a freedom first, impactful life. Welcome to our community. Thank you for tuning in to the Freedom Found podcast, where we believe that success is not random, and with the right community and toolbox, anyone can create a life filled with generosity and impact. Now, I want to talk about something incredibly important today because I have seen a lot of copywriters, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of service providers in the online space go from year-on-year growth to plateauing, stagnating, or even rolling backward down the hill in the last 12 to 18 months, especially those businesses who rely primarily on their leads coming from content marketing. That could be content marketing on social, to your email list, to longer form platforms like YouTube channel, podcast, you name it. And there's been a lot of smoke and mirrors in the online space, a lot of people wondering what the heck is going on, because what you did last year might have worked really effing well. What you did the year before might have worked really effing well. And so you've repeated that process, right? That's what we've been taught, is create the foundations, you can build upon those and reuse what is working until it stops working. And then what do you do? Because it can be really hard to diagnose where the problem is. Why aren't leads converting like they used to anymore? Or where are leads in the first place? So you might be creating content day in, week out, month out, and wondering why it's not working the way that it used to, even with proven data from the past. So I want to have this conversation and really shed some light on what I have seen has been working in the online space, in my own business, in our clients' businesses, and deliver that to you so that you can make any course corrections that could help you have the best 2024 ever. Now, in order to have this conversation, we need to start with a little history recap. And I can only speak to my own experience. So I joined the online space in 2020. So this history recap is really going to start there. And what I've seen now, especially with hindsight, looking back at the online market space, what has happened, what has evolved, and now how our content marketing can and does need to evolve, 2020 to 2022 was really for the golden years. You could throw up a post, get a client, and say, wow, this is so easy. Now I don't need to market until I need my next client. It was a much less saturated online space at that point in time and continued to get more saturated over the coming years. So in that 2-year time span from 2020 to 2022, and even some of 2023, consumers were really craving a look into your method, your framework, how they could learn from you specifically, how you do things. And that was really all the proof that they needed to purchase. They could binge your content, learn what you did, how you were going to teach it, and people would be like, yes, okay, great, I believe your promise. And some people followed through on their promises and some people did not. And that has created, and this isn't a whole episode on why, but I think this backstory is important. That has created a lot of distrust in the online space. So today in 2024, the process a consumer in the online space is going through to make a buying decision is much different. And educational, how-to content is still everywhere. But guess what? It is not working like it used to. Yet, because we have past results, a lot of people are continuing to perpetuate this type of content, and it is just feeding to the noise around them instead of allowing it to lift them up, allow them to stand out, shine that spotlight on them, and attract that right ideal customer or client. If you are still producing educational how-to content, I want to talk to you today about not how you need to ditch that, but how you can readjust the content that you're creating and the ratio of content that you're creating and allow that to lift you up, to bring the right fit clients to you and let you really stand out in your niche, in your industry. Because in all honesty, educational content right now is likely getting you likes and shares, but it is not resulting in sales. So if it is not, then we need to adjust course, right? And the problem is we have been taught to just continue to repeat what has worked. And we were told, put in the work in the beginning of your business. It is hard, but it gets easier. And then you get to reuse everything that you've created But while some of that is true to a degree, it's an overpromised reality because market changes are ever occurring. We know even how we're marketing today is not going to be how we're marketing in a couple of years and beyond that, right? It is going to continue to shift and evolve, especially at the rapid pace that online channels and platforms are continuing to evolve as well, which means there will be some strategies, tactics, or methods you can reuse time and time again and others that the market will become numb to. In this case, the online consumer in 2024 has become inundated with information, especially how-to educational content. It is everywhere. They can go and find it easily. It is accessible, often free, and it is not necessarily what makes you memorable. What is actually going to have that person consume your content, remember your name or your brand's name, remember what your offers are, how you can help them, and get them to that buy button. Number two, the online consumer is highly sophisticated, especially if you are B2B. Business to business, meaning they've been around the block more than enough times to have seen, memorized, and maybe even used the exact sales strategies you're deploying, which leave them unreactionary. So the question is, what kind of content is working in 2024? What can you do? What adjustments and tweaks can you make to your content and marketing strategy to actually get that reaction that you're wanting? That true engagement from a prospective buyer that turns them into a client or customer. So first, instead of creating so much how-to content, we want to really bring that volume down. And I will talk about what that can look like in just a moment. But what we mainly want to do is increase and have a shift towards authoritative content. I define this as thought-provoking, insightful, forward-thinking pieces that offer unique perspectives and industry insights. This is really about positioning yourself as a trusted authority in your field rather than just a teacher or a mentor or a strategist. We want you to be the strategist. We want you to be the authority on this topic. And that means we need to get very specific on what you're talking about because often we're casting too wide of a net, too generalized. That's a whole different conversation. We can get into that later. But the first step is zooming in on your authority-driven content. And this type of content is not necessarily new. Sharing your industry opinion, regardless of what you think people are going to say about it. Being a true thought leader in your content. This has been around for a while, but it has been drastically out of balance for most online entrepreneurs that are marketing their businesses in 2024, and even some of 2023. What we want to do is increase the amount of authoritative content that you have and decrease the amount of how-to educational content that you have. So I'm saying 1 in 10, 1 in 15 posts or pieces of content are that educational how-to. And instead, we want majority of your content to be positioning you as that thought leader, as somebody with an opinion that they want to hear, as somebody putting out content that gives a perspective shift, an aha, that makes me think about something in a new and different way. That is what becomes resonant with your audience. That is content that makes them remember you. That is memorable content that makes them want to consume more from you and buy from you. So if you're stuck on where to start, if you want to and you are fired up right now and you are like, Crystal, yes, I am ready to attract that right fit buyer. I know that something hasn't been working. I'm ready to make a move. I'm going to give you some ideas, some actual tangible content ideas that you can go and use right now to create a piece of content for today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. So your task, if you choose to accept it, is to go and craft some thought-provoking content. Step out of your comfort zone. Say something different to what you've been saying, because what you've been saying hasn't been working, right? If you're listening to this episode, that's probably the case. Or it's been working to a degree, but you want to turn up the dial. This is how to do that. This is how to crank up that dial and bring right fit people to you. Even on your email list, people who are already there, even on your long form content, guest interviewing on other people's podcasts, speaking on stages, this can be applied to so many places. But I'm going to give you some quick content ideas if you want to go and post on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, or go and create an email for your newsletter today. The first idea is take a personal anecdote from your working experience This could be an anecdote from working with a client. This could be an anecdote from how you run your business. This could be an anecdote from your own personal journey. If you're selling something that's related to your journey and how you accomplished what you did, and you're helping other people do the same, and share that as a mini case study. How did you do what you did? And this isn't a how-to in the weeds of tactical details. This is a, I want to shed insights into what beliefs did I overcome? What objections did I have? Or what insights led me to being able to do this? What thought perspective did I shift in myself in order to do this with a client? Or if it's from a perspective of helping a client, share an anecdote about how your client came in with this thought. They wanted this result, but really, in order to get that result, they needed to think about things in a different way. Show how you got them to that point of a thought reversal, of an aha moment. And that will allow your audience, when they are reading or consuming your content, to have the same exact aha moment themselves. What we want to do in authority-driven content is create that, holy shit, I never thought about it like that moment. Create that moment where they realize that their mind has just been opened up to new possibilities, to new ways of thinking, to new ways of doing things. That is what is magnetizing. That is what will make somebody come back to you over and over and over again. So this is just one idea that could become dozens or literally hundreds of pieces of content. If you create personal anecdotes, anecdotes from working with your clients, anecdotes from case studies with clients and your own working experience. Now, the second idea I have for you today is to share your commentary on something that's happening in the industry, an industry trend or development that you see, and either posing it as something, an early trend that you see that you're sharing about with your audience. So that positions you as an authority, as an expert. So let me tell you about what I'm predicting for the next quarter in the copywriting space, right? That's something I could say. This is an industry trend I'm seeing pick up right now, and this is why, and this is how I think that you could deploy it in your own business. Or B, a trend that you see that you don't agree with, and share why. Now, I'm just going to take a brief moment and pause here and say, if you immediately are thinking, ooh, I don't know about sharing something that might be a little bit disruptive, that might make other people say, well, I actually don't agree with you, because I'm afraid that then I'm not for everybody. Well, that's a beautiful thing. You do not want to be for everybody, because when you are for everybody, you are a generalist. When you clearly share your opinions, your values, your thoughts, you are going to become so much more likable and relatable, and so many more of your actual dream ideal clients and customers are going to aspire to work, learn, know you. You want to be you in your content. And this is another sub problem, is so many personal brands out there aren't actually bringing the personal piece into the brand. So this is a way that you get to start to do that. Share your actual opinions and people will respect you for doing so. It's not always easy, but it allows people to feel like you are a guiding light, like you are a North Star, like you are somebody that they can trust. Your honest opinion of whether or not you agree with A or B, of whether or not you agree with a certain strategy, whether or not one of your offers is actually right for them, and they'll trust your opinion in a buying decision. Now, the third authoritative content idea that you can take and run with from me today is so, so powerful for copywriters, because at our fingertips, we have so much data. Either data you're actively collecting or data that you could go out and grab and mine and bring back into your business or tap into from some other source and utilize to illustrate your point. So I challenge you to create an authoritative content piece around an opinion of yours and share unique data insights. This could be done with data insights from client work that you've done. For example, if you're a launch copywriter, you can use data from your clients' launches and talk about why what particular strategy is or is not effective in today's market, or share how this one change in their launch strategy produced 5 times more sales or engagement or show ups on their webinar than the last launch they did, just by doing this one thing. I know as a copywriter myself that there are potentially so many pieces of data we are just sitting on every single day that we are not sharing with other people. So how can you share more of your expertise, position yourself as more of an expert, build more trust through data, hard numbers, and your opinion attached to them, why they worked, why they did not work? You can also conduct original research too. So if you do not have this data, start to collect it as you work on projects with your clients. Now, I want to recap those three ideas so that you can take and run with them. Go jot them down in your notes app on your phone and get these out into the world. Just play around with them. There is no pressure. This is all about experimenting. If things are not working, great. We're in such a beautiful place to figure out what is and build from there. So number one, sharing a personal anecdote or an anecdote from working with a client and how you helped them succeed. Number two, providing an in-depth commentary on industry trends, on your opinion of if something is a yay or an absolute nay. And number three, sharing unique data insights to illustrate one of your opinions, to illustrate a point, or share a different way of doing something that you know your ideal client has probably been doing. This means that you can give them like a view of the outcome of how you're working together. So a view of how to actually create a cohesive launch messaging system that works and converts without having to, and maybe they think that they need to show up and do a 5-day challenge and that just seems so draining to them. They're tired of doing that last year. They want a new way to do that. Show them a new way to do that in 2024. That's just an example of how you could position things with a time frame as well. Same as this episode, we're getting very meta. Anytime that you can make something more relevant to somebody and talk about, instead of general, here are content marketing strategies that work, I thought, I know so many copywriters have come to me saying that last year was their highest year ever. And this year after Q1, they haven't even made close to what they made last year. Something isn't working in their content, their marketing system to bring in the right leads. So I positioned this episode as what's changed in 2024 versus the previous years. And how can you move past that? How can you adapt? How can you continue to refine how you're doing things now? Right? So adding some sort of time frame can make it more relevant to your person. And when you're A, relevant, and B, creating this authority-driven content that magnetizes people toward you, there are so many benefits that are going to trickle down, including it will help you build a stronger personal brand. It will help you build a stronger reputation in your industry. That's what we want. Number one, like overview umbrella, is to build you as an authority in your industry. Have people know your name. Become a celebrity in your industry, right? We want that then to trickle down to allowing you to attract higher quality leads and clients who truly value your expertise, who hire you as a strategist, not as an order taker, who are willing to pay more because they want your strategy, your insights, your brain inside of their business. It is going to help you massively differentiate yourself among competitors and stand out in what we now have as a very saturated market. And that is not necessarily a bad thing. It means you could actually potentially stand out easier because there's so much noise. If you find a differentiating factor, if you create this authority-driven content, you can rise above, you can really stand out in your content and in the energy that you're bringing to your niche, and then let everybody else fade into the background. And finally, it's going to help you cultivate this engaged and loyal audience who really values your specific insights, your specific expertise. So when they see you've put something new out, whether that is free content, whether that is paid offers, they are going to listen. They are going to buy because they know you, they trust you, and they see you not just as somebody who can give a quick how-to, but they see you as an authority. They see you as somebody that they truly respect, admire, and want to consume from in both a buying and non-buying capacity. So I'm going to challenge you today and reflect. If you've been putting out content at least 2 to 4 times a week over the last 6 months and you have not seen the sales come in that you want, then there's something in your content that needs shifting. And likely in many cases, we're hiding behind educational content that no longer works. Now, I told you at the beginning of this episode, I would tell you more about this ratio. I don't think you should stop doing educational content. I do think that this is helpful. And in order to make a buying decision, you're going to have a portion of buyers, a persona who really wants to know, okay, but exactly how are you going to teach it? Like, what is your methodology? So I do believe that you should be sharing a portion of this with your audience. But I believe the majority, 70% of your content should be this authority-driven content that is really positioning you as the go-to expert in your space. And the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is embrace it. Embrace these changes, learn with them, experiment with them, and let it be fun. Because if we're resisting and if we're doing what we already know doesn't work just because we feel like that's easier just to create the same that isn't generating the results we want, we're going to end up in 6, 12 more months, even more plateaued in our business or rolling backward than we want it to be, right? So I'm going to encourage you to just let this be a fun process. Change is the only constant. So let's build your personal brand. Let's make 2024 the year that you're able to position yourself as that go-to and truly stand out and feel like, holy crap, I am so glad that I spent the last few months solidifying my content, my messaging, and building up my brand so I stand out. And now look at all the positive domino effects that are rolling my way. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being a part of this growing community. If you enjoyed listening to this free episode, the most impactful thing you can help us do is head over to leave a review or forward this episode to a copywriter or entrepreneur friend who you know would head nod along to today's conversation and use the key takeaways to create more growth in their own business. Thank you for your support and catch you next time.